Mr. Singh, I'd like to know how big is your house?
Mr. Singh, when y'all wash y'all clothes, do y'all have washing machine?
You are listening to school children questioning a visitor in Carroll County, Georgia, where the people act. The People Act. These are true stories, tape recorded in communities across the nation where people are working together to build a better future. The People Act is presented by the TV Radio Workshop established by the Ford Foundation and produced by the CBS Radio Network. Every voice and sound is real. No actors are used. Now, here again is your narrator, the noted reporter, Robert Trout. Three places figure in today's story: a county, a village, and a city. The county is Carroll, Georgia. Population, 35,000. The village is Ayana in Etowah District, India. Population, 2,000. The city is New York. Perhaps you say, what can three places as distant, as remote as these three have in common? How can one story tie them together? We have to go to New York, to the annual New York Herald Tribune Forum at the Waldorf Astoria, October 24th, 1951, to find out. Mrs. Helen Hyatt Waller is speaking.
It began almost a year ago in a conversation with an Asian diplomat. He challenged, "Don't talk to me about Bill of Rights and Four Freedoms. I mean, what have you got here in America that makes sense to an illiterate peasant in Asia? How can you convince him democracy is better than communism? Can you give him hope that his new freedom has any meaning? That he can somehow help himself toward a better future?" Well, what would you have said? That simple question is the fundamental challenge of our time.
Another speaker at that forum was our own People Act reporter, Carson Pritchard. Carson lives in Carrollton, Georgia, where he's chaplain and teacher at West Georgia College. Carson, how do we get from New York to Carrollton to Etowah, India in our story?
Not too hard, Bob. That diplomat statement got several people thinking. The Herald Tribune Forum looked for a town in America that might be visited by an Indian farmer. Carrollton was selected because of their story on the People Act last year.
Well, how did you go about finding your Indian? He had to be able to speak English, of course.
Yes. You see, Horace Holmes of the Point Four Agricultural Mission lived in India. He suggested Armore Singh. I'll make a long story short and say we formed an Armore Singh committee of 25, representing the whole community, and voted to invite Armore Singh to spend 2 months in Carrollton. After weeks of work, when the committee was finally waiting at the Atlanta airport to greet Omar, we just didn't know what to expect. We were frankly worried.
Suppose people don't invite him into their homes. What will we do with him for 8 weeks?
Suppose they do. How will they entertain him, and what will he be interested in doing?
I wonder just what kind of person he will be. Reserved or easy to get acquainted with. And remembering that he has dark skin, I wonder how our people will accept him.
Well, two governments are in on this, we have to consider.
We met him, a dark, handsome, dignified young man, 26 years old. We found out he was married and had two children. We got into the car and drove the 50 miles to Carrollton.
Mr. Singh, I want to welcome you to Hotel Carrollton. Your room number is 208.
Carson, you know, I'm still surprised that you'd invite a man to travel halfway around the world to visit you and then put him up at a hotel instead of inviting him to stay at your home.
He was guest of the county. You see, the committee did not want to force him down the throat of the townspeople. They would have to issue their own invitations. It worried us a little, and worried Omar Singh, too.
When I arrived in Carroll County, I was a little lost at first. So far as I could tell, there weren't any invitations for me, and I was put up in a hotel.
How long was it before the first invitation came through?
That first afternoon, Mrs. Stevens came up.
Mr. Singh, we would like to have you come to a church supper at the First Methodist Church tonight.
A group of 200 were assembled at the First Methodist Church. Omar had his initiation to Southern cooking.
Omar, will you try some of this real Southern fried chicken?
Mr. Singh, won't you try some of this delicious country ham?
How did he like it?
He ate double portions. and complimented the ladies, he was a perfect gentleman. But we began to see something else about him.
Which you like the best, the American way of cooking and serving food, or your way?
Well, I'll say my way.
He spoke honestly, said what he thought.
That's right. And we recognized that honesty and tried to answer in kind. Of course, Omar, as a farmer, was interested in farming methods. He was invited out to William Luke's place.
Well, Mr. Luke, how many acres have you got here?
159 acres.
What's all the produce on your farm?
Cotton, corn, for cover crops. We sow less bediza. We grow oats too. I grow oats.
How do you prepare your land for the corn?
We just turn it and then just break it. You may understand it as breaking it, and then lay it off and plant it. I use on this farm a 686 Joanna, about 300 pound to the per acre.
Omar wasn't too interested in our heavy tractors. Of course, you'd know that they're not practical for small Indian farms. But he was fascinated with a little $3 hand cyclone seed spreader, and he thought they could double production in India with those around. We went out to see our broiler program, a new cash crop to supplement farm income, and made notes about it in his report to the Herald Tribune Forum Director, Mrs. Waller.
Well, this broiler scheme is a wonderful scheme. I wish we could have that in India. The common farmer doesn't have to invest any money in the broiler farm, on the broilers or on their feeding. It's only on the houses. It's really very good to help a layman and a poor man.
We will now have the Lord's Prayer led by Little Joe Ann Johnson. Come over here, sugar. Everybody stand and we'll all together repeat the Lord's Prayer.
Omar visited the Villa Rica school.
Mr. Singh, do you have any schools in your village?
Yeah, we've got a school in our village. But there are only two teachers and it's meant for about nearly 2,000 children.
Mr. Singh, will you speak a little bit in Hindustan for us?
Aapka kya naam hai?
What did that say?
What's your name?
I'd like to ask Mr. Singh if they bury the people over there like they do over here.
Well, there's some people that are buried, but most of them are cremated.
Mr. Singh, what's the name of your village?
Ayana, A-Y-A-N-A.
Mr. Singh, do your wives, after the men have died, do they have to work as slaves for...
No, that's all wrong. And they've got the same rights as the men have got. They've got voting rights, every right there.
Mr. Singh, I wanted to ask about the caste system. I've heard about the caste system in India all my life. Do we still have it in India?
Well, we have still got it. That is, not officially, I mean, just old folks, they believe in caste. But we have abolished that system. And everybody has the same opportunity as any other higher caste, exactly. I'm supposed to be from a higher caste, but I don't believe myself to be in it. And we're trying our level best. I think in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll be over that. We won't have any caste at all.
Mr. Singh, do you choose your wife like we do here in America? Go out courting with her?
Well, no. We don't have any courtships or lovemaking, you know. Our parents choose them for us.
Mr. Singh, what sports do you have there?
Our national game is kabaddi.
Oh, well, you said that game, I don't know how you say it, but what is it? How do you play it?
You wouldn't want to demonstrate it, would you?
Well, I like to teach the boys if they just get out, and I'll tell them how to play.
Omar really won the hearts of those kids. Of course, some of them thought Indians had to have war paint and tomahawks.
Now, I want to ask you one question. Weren't you all expecting me to come around with feathers?
Sounds as if Omar Singh was getting to know you people in Carrollton pretty well.
That's right. In every way. He made another report.
I must tell you one thing, that the people here, they're really very honest in showing me everything. They don't hide the bad and worst.
We couldn't see trying to put on for him. We wanted him to see us as we are. He got serious attention wherever he went, like the day he attended the community meeting, a kind of a town hall at rural Hewlett Community.
Ma, what are, we'll say, three of the greatest needs in your nation?
Well, I think the first is education. I think food and education come on the same level. And third is the cooperation of our men who have got money. The people in India have got a big mentality of hoarding money. They don't want to invest it. And due to their not investing the money, people don't come out of the rural area, they depend on their land. That's the biggest need in our country. More industries.
I gather you kept Amma moving around quite a bit.
Within a few days after his arrival, there were so many invitations, we had a busy schedule for him. We got into a mix-up on the Rotary Club meeting, and the subject came up before the Committee of 25.
Oh, go back the dead Indians, then. Where were you?
You asked me to be at quarter to 12 at the hotel, and I was there.
Where?
In the hotel.
Huh?
In the hotel.
In a room.
But you didn't tell me that the meeting was at the Rotary Club.
Well, it wasn't in that room.
The committee discussed other matters, too.
Today he did. He visited the beauty parlor. For one thing, he saw me get shorn. Guy had a haircut. Another lady was getting a facial. Another lady was under the dryer. Her hair was curled up in the curlers, and she was under the dryer. And I don't know, there was a lot of activity going on, and he peered in all the jars. So I think he had a good time.
Before you take that back home to India, you want to remember what those curlers looked like and decide whether you want to look across the breakfast table at that mornings or not before you take that idea back home with you.
Omar got to see a football game and was questioned about it.
We went out to see a football match.
Oh, you did? That was your first football game.
Yeah.
You won the American football game. What did you think of that?
It's a very rough game. And I didn't want to carry that back to India because we've got quite a lot of rough games there.
Invitations came to Omar from Negro and white alike.
Mr. Carson Pritchett took me to the Negro veteran training classes and he came away. He thought that they might not talk in front of him. Well, actually, the Negroes, of course, accepted me as one of their kins because I have got the same dark skin. Well, in their opinion, they are getting over the racial problems over here. Well, of course, it's not very quick, but it has improved a lot in the last few years. And they say there are a lot of persons here in Carroll County that are very honest about it. One thing I've seen in the Negroes, I don't know if I'm correct, but they're really sort of been demoralized. But now I think they're getting over that and they're having good schools and they're building up new schools and they're trying to have the same facilities. And I think the people here are trying to give them the same facilities.
Went to West Georgia College and then attended college in the country. Now, college in the country is an experiment in adult education in Smithfield and Unity and Hewlett, where adults plan class sessions or experiences around their own interest.
Well, I was really impressed by that. You know, we've got a big problem in India for the education of our old people, adult education. And it was really a thing that I hadn't seen. And I've got, of course, some pictures of that, and I will show that in India. And, we really should have some adult education.
Carson, how long did Amar Singh stay in Carrollton?
2 months. By the time his visit was almost over, he'd seen every corner of the county, every activity. And he had an interesting effect because his time came to leave. People began to ask themselves, what did they want Amar to take back with him? What was the meaning of their community life? It showed up at a community meeting.
Just exactly what does America mean to you in Hewlett? I don't know that anyone has really summed up his philosophy of thinking along that line for Amar since he's been here. Just what does America mean to you?
I'm proud of America because of the fact that we are, as individuals are important, that we as individuals meet together in groups as we have here tonight at Hewlett School to discuss our problems and to talk together. And we don't always agree, but we stay with each other and talk over things until we reach what we think is the best solution and then go forward.
Omar reacted to our community meeting in his report.
And on Friday, September 21, there was a very big rain. I mean, it was raining very hard that night. And we thought that there'll be nobody at the community meeting in Hewlett. But I was really wonderstruck with the people that were over there. I mean, the hall was overcrowded. There wasn't space for all the people there. It's really wonderful how the people meet. I mean, that's a unique thing that I've only seen here. We don't have any of that sort in India, and I don't know if it's at any other place in America, but it's really a unique thing, how they discuss their problems and each other's problems. It really inspires one.
You know, Carson, what strikes me in this story is the amount of goodwill that shows through. It just seems that that's a good climate for people to grow in.
And that they did. Omar's visit had a strong effect on our county. We weren't slow to spot the changes in attitude.
Well, I've always thought India was a mystic place, you know. But it's just like our country. I mean, it's no different.
I found out they're human beings, too.
We've learned that the farmers of India are very similar to the farmers in this country. They have the same problems, more or less, to deal with it. We have, we don't know all the answers yet, but we do try to work out the best solutions to our problems in the best manner that we can in order we might make progress and not go backwards.
They are a lot more friendly people than I thought they were.
You know, that feeling of fellowship just grew in those 2 months. Toward the end of his stay, Omar made another entry in his report, of which we are very proud.
Wednesday, October 3. I again went out to Burwell community. Well, Burwell community is in love with me, and I'm in love with Burwell community.
Before we knew it, the 2 months had gone by, and it was time for Amar Singh to go back to India.
Was there an official ceremony?
We don't go in for that very much, but State Representative Ebb Duncan made a presentation from the governor.
The state of Georgia, by His Excellency Herman E. Talmadge, governor of said state, Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, and the militia thereof. To the Honorable Amar Singh, greetings. Whereas, reposing a special trust in your patriotism, valor, and fidelity, I do, by these present, constitute and appoint you Honorary Lieutenant Colonel, Aide-de-Camp, Governor's Staff for the State of Georgia.
Some people had some special ideas that Omar should remember.
I said that I would like to carry to India something to tell the Indian wives how to be the boss, since Omar says that all the husbands are the boss. Of course, he's the exception, he says. And if anybody has anything to tell, then
well, I'm
how to
sorry,
be the
I'm
boss
not going to carry that to India, but. because the women there already are the bosses.
Now, just hold everything, Alma. You told us the last time down here that husbands were the boss.
Well,
that your wife bought your own cigarettes.
Well, I didn't want to make the men here henpecked.
There was big excitement. Paul Patton, our local soil conservationist, had been elected to visit Armagh in India and would be leaving in about 2 months. Paul got up and made a speech.
But I will say that I'm very appreciative of the opportunity being selected to go back to India with Armagh Singh. I'm looking forward to it, and I want to carry the message to his people in a like manner that he has brought a message over here to us from his people. I just hope that I can conduct myself in such a way that I will be thought half as much of in his country as our people has taken on to Armagh over here.
By the time Armagh got up to speak, the room was very quiet. There were a lot of folks, some of the men too, who had tears in their eyes.
Well, I think it'll be my last day that I'll be seeing you all. I might see some of the other persons, and I've really enjoyed myself here, and I'm going back with a very, very, very good idea of the American people, especially in Carroll County. And I've got very attached to the people. I really didn't feel that at all that I'm not at home and no homesick at all. I'll be going back with a very heavy heart. Thank you very much for the welcome that I've been having, and I've been in your homes just like one of you.
Armagh left on October 20th. Paul Patton left for India in company of Ralph McGill of the Atlanta Constitution around Thanksgiving. We knew they would get the same reception in India that Armagh got in Carrollton.
Do you think Armagh Singh will pay another visit to Carrollton?
I guess the chances are against it. But there's a bridge across the oceans between Ottawa and Carrollton, the way we see it. Edith Foster drew a line under the whole experience for us.
We feel in a way that Armagh has been a challenge to us. We need to learn still more about his country. We're very proud that we can send somebody back with him. We feel that Pat must go as our representative. And we're sure that he goes in the same sense of friendship and warmth and understanding that we've recognized in Armagh on his visit here. We're very proud to have had him. We feel as if we'd known him always. And that must be true then about his country and our country. There's no barrier. There's nothing there anymore. We just need more of this fellowship.
You have just heard The People Act, narrated by Robert Trout, a documentary series presented by the TV Radio Workshop established by the Ford Foundation and produced by the CBS Radio Network. These programs are under the sponsorship of the National Committee for The People Act. Here is the committee's director, Elmore McKee.
The story of the citizens of Carroll County, Georgia is of great importance. It shows the power of face-to-face relations between individuals of two countries. If you would like further information as to how this kind of result can be brought about, won't you write us at the People Act Center, State College, Pennsylvania? Dr. Milton S. Eisenhower and his associates there will try to put you in touch with someone in your vicinity qualified to consult with you. And if you would like a script or a record of today's program, please write us also at the People Act Center, State College, Pennsylvania.
The People Act, entirely tape recorded, is produced and edited by Irving Gitlin, assisted by Fred Freed. Original music by Norman Lockwood, conducted by Alfredo Antonini. Join us again next week when The People Act in Owatonna, Minnesota,